Welcome back. 1221 AM 1260. The Answer. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Nice to have you along on this Monday afternoon. And joining me now, Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times best-selling author, Fox News contributor, and a Washington Times columnist. Hello, Tammy.
Well, hello. I am actually not in a lobby today in New York. I'm actually on the street, so you're going to have a lot of ambiance.
Tammy Bruce on the street, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that's right. Make a note of that. Have that be your ringtone.
Another Obamacare blow to personal privacy. That's the title of your column in today's Washington Times. And I guess the latest is HHS wants to share your private health records with 35 government agencies?
Yeah, at least. Now, look, we knew that this, we know that Obamacare is really not about health care. And we should have had a little bit of a sense of what was happening because, we get at this gauge when it comes to this demand that we transfer all of our previously private medical records, which were on paper in the file drawer of your doctor, into the freaking cloud. Now, when that's just a bad idea in and of itself. But when and that came up, of course, gosh, in the mid-90s, was this whole idea of streamlining information. Now, I didn't know what we needed to streamline it for. You know, we each see our individual doctor. We each didn't have that relationship. They are legally not supposed to be sharing that information with anyone. So, look, this has been in the works for quite some time. Now, through Obamacare, that the HHS has this plan where they call collect, share and use, I think. I don't have it in front of me. I think you do there with the column.
Mm-hmm.
And it is literally, it's the most Orwellian thing I've ever seen where the plan is literally to just collect everyone's health information and they list in their website over two dozen, agencies that will be having access to your health information, including, Andy, NASA, and the Labor Commission, the Department of Agriculture, the Bureau of Land Management, some of the most ridiculous, let alone, of course, obviously at the IRS since they're administrating Obamacare. But what this is a sign of is that they're telling everyone effectively with this list that the entire government will have access to your health information. To whatever pills you're taking, to whatever your health condition is, that every single person in government, this includes the people who, look, you saw what happened in Nevada with the Bureau of Land Management. It includes the IRS. I don't know why NASA needs it, but one of their other elements is to help support the community.
Yeah.
And to do research.
Mm-hmm.
And look, these are the people that brought you the Veterans Administration and Obamacare, and I think we need, this is going to be open for comments, Andy, for the American public, and this is the kind of thing we need to take a stand against.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, I'm looking down this list of government agencies, and you left out a couple, the FCC, the Department of Justice, the Bureau of Prisons. You mean my health care information has to go to the Bureau of Prisons?
Yeah, for some reason, they figure they might need to know what your health care situation is. But I particularly like the Federal Communications Commission.
Yeah.
Like, for some reason, they needed to know what's going on in your body. And let me tell you something. This is unacceptable. Oh, you can hear it. The buses think it's unacceptable, too. It's outrageous and unacceptable. But Americans' lives were so busy, and then they just kind of say, oh, look. Look, we're doing this, I remember the days when your health your health care information with your doctor was inviolable. And now not only is it in the cloud, which we already know this is also a government where the White House's databases and computers have been breached, the IRS's have been, the State Department had to close itself, its computers down for 3 days a few weeks ago because they've been breached. You know, when the White House is breached and Obamacare is breached in the State Department, you know we're in trouble. And these are the same people who want to put all your information into that same realm. We've got to put a stop to this.
Yeah. Hey, and, you know, we really are living in the age of the hacker. All you have to do is look at Sony Entertainment.
Yeah. You know, I mean, look, I like us getting some insight into what's going on. WikiLeaks, of course, started that. But it's a reminder of how weak the infrastructure is for the technological basis here in the United States, and we're alive. And this is madness. It is this kind of pie in the sky, the malevolent, all-powerful attitude by a government that doesn't think about what the impact will actually be on the average person. Because, of course, Andy, remember, nobody in government, nobody in Congress, nobody in the White House is having to go through Obamacare, so they don't care.
Yeah. And you truly believe this is the start of the single-payer system, which, according to Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, I mean, this is exactly what the Democrats wanted all along.
Oh, yeah, this is an absolutely necessary part for single-payer. One, getting the American people used to having no privacy. Two, conditioning them to accept this kind of overlord kind of attitude by incompetence. And they figure the infrastructure they need, of course, to manage it. But at the same time, they've not been able to, they can't manage themselves out of a freaking paper bag. So, you know, they're putting these things into place, which only will spell disaster. There's nothing, the government is now literally too big to function properly. And it is impossible, and yet they keep wanting to do more. Now, I think that they are believing with everything going on that no one's going to notice that this is up for public comment. Perhaps they've set up a separate website for it. It's hard to find. They've done it somewhat quietly. But this is the kind of thing that we rejected in November with the election, and that the new Congress had better help us put a stop to.
I was going to say, you know, this is something that the new Congress will have to look into, because the old Congress, we saw what they were doing last week and over the weekend. You know, they passed another $1 trillion spending bill with no one knowing what's really in it. So we really can't rely on those that are leaving. But the new guys coming in, they need to work on stuff like this.
Well, yeah, this is because this is truly a genuinely nonpartisan issue. Liberals are not going to want their health care information made public. Conservatives don't. This is an American concern. And I think that politicians on both sides of the aisle, new ones and ones that have been there, have a great chance to show the American people that they heard us. But we also must remain engaged, get into those comment sections. And in the column, both online and in the paper, you'll just have to Google the name of the program and it'll come up. We've got to continue to play our role, which only now is expanded as we see the government's just plodding along. And I'm looking forward to Mia Love and Joni Ernst and Dave Bratt making a difference for us in Washington this time.
Yeah, I think you're right. I hope they do. All right. Well, listen, I'll let you get back to your walk. Where are you going, by the way?
I go from Fox News, the bureau here, the station here in New York, and then walking back to my little apartment for my radio show at 1 o'clock.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Have a great show, and thank you as always for joining me, folks. If you haven't read this, check it out. Another Obamacare blow to personal privacy. It's by Tammy Bruce. It's in today's Washington Times and at WashingtonTimes.com. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you, dear. Pleasure.
See ya. Bye. There she goes on her walk back to her apartment to do her radio show. Isn't that amazing? You can do your radio show now from your apartment. And I'm thinking about doing that. Not from her apartment, but from my apartment. Well, wait a minute. I don't have an apartment. I'll work on it, all right? Stay tuned. More to come right here at AM 1260. The Answer. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times.